This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, and you are free to call in and talk live, as so many have tonight here on Free Talk Live. And I swear we'll get back into the show prep. Daryl, what was it even? I can't even remember now. It was, did you even tease it?
Yeah, we actually got a paragraph and a half into it.
Okay, what's the
teaser? It's an opinion piece published in Newsweek asking the question, why do Republicans question the IQ of opinionated women like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought we came to the conclusion that everybody does that of anybody they don't like politically.
We'll come to that conclusion in a minute. Let's go to Matthew Colton from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
I could say something about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Did you know she
Is
has
it because
economic...
she's a woman?
No, it's because she has an economics degree, and I've heard her economic theories.
I know. That's how I feel. I wish I could have an opinion about somebody without their gender coming into play.
Speaking as another person with an economics degree, like, she makes me so mad. Because she's making the value, every time she opens her mouth about economics, the value of my degree drops.
Why do you hate women?
They also make you mad.
Yeah, but it's particularly bad because she goes, I've got a degree in this. And it's like, great. For the longest time, nobody knew what economics majors actually studied. So if I was lucky, they'd think it's like related to finance or accounting somehow. It's not. But you could kind of get into those jobs. And now, like, the most famous economics major who just has a bachelor's in it and is an actual economist is this lady. And every time she opens her mouth and opines about economics, they start thinking, maybe people with bachelor's degrees in economics aren't that smart after all. Like, she is killing the value of my degree in the job market.
Why do you hate women, Jackie?
Jackie, why don't you tell us how you really feel? Don't hold back.
I'm not allowed to use those words on the radio.
No, she's not.
Wait till the next after show.
What's on your mind?
Okay. I was going to do the same thing I did yesterday, and I was going to ask Jackie and Daryl, when you hear the word conservative, what is your impression?
So is this conservative as a philosophy or conservative as a person?
Conservative as a person and or philosophy, okay. Either one.
All right.
I'll go ahead and answer first. Generally, if I hear someone call themselves a conservative or describe themselves as such, I think of somebody that just basically wants to do the opposite of whatever the Democrats want, and they don't really have any grounded philosophy. They might say that they're for small government, except, and then they list off a whole bunch of things where they're perfectly fine with large government spending. They might say, I'm for small government, except, I'm for personal liberty, except, and it's just somebody that they want to control things in their way, and they don't want the, quote-unquote other side to control things their way, and I don't want anybody controlling anything.
Okay, that's good. Jackie, if you would be.
So I'd have to agree partially with Daryl in that I think, unfortunately, a lot of times people calling themselves conservative these days really aren't. I do think there actually used to be a coherent conservative ideology, and some people do still cling to that. And it was one where they wanted a smaller government because they supported other social institutions that would take care of a lot of the functions of government, like they would do things through their churches or through their local fraternal order or Grange Hall. They're people who believe in, you know, what they consider to be the quote-unquote traditional family, which actually is sort of a historical aberration, but sort of the American nuclear family. They do like kind of authoritarian institutions like the military and like sort of top-down, you know, religions like most Christian denominations. And they kind of have an idea of like a certain social order. and that if this has been working, let's not change it up.
Because anything else would be cultural Marxism.
Yeah, well, that's just that. I mean, I'm trying to give a nicer definition of conservatism. I think a lot of them have. I think a lot of them have nostalgia for something that didn't really exist. They have this idea of, like, the 50s that come from television or from sort of the selective memory of their childhoods when they were shielded.
You mean like Michael Moore and his lionizing of labor unions?
Yeah, like
in
a
the
lot
1950s?
Of yeah, a lot of people.
He's a conservative too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people were shielded from the harsh reality of the world by their parents, and so you know most people today who talk about the 50s, if they have any memory of it all, it's from their childhood. If you look at what was actually captured and portrayed as the 50s in media, it's not accurate at all. And if you look at the experiences of anybody who was not a, you know, heterosexual, Christian, able-bodied, white man, it wasn't that great. But they're looking at just the world through the eyes of that very particular demographic and thinking that's how it was for everybody, and now things have gone downhill. Like, I had somebody try to tell me the other day, oh, the 50s, everybody was more civilized, and this is on Facebook, so I replied with a picture of Emmett Till after, you know, at his open casket funeral after he'd been beaten to death because they thought that he was flirting with a white woman. Like, how is that civility when they were still beating black people to death for just being around white women? Like, that's not civility.
That was, in fact, in the 50s. I mean,
that was in the 50s.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. Oh, conservatives get yelled at in restaurants now. We're less civil. Well, oh, we're not going around, you know, beating people to death as often as we used to. I'd say we're more civil.
I don't know. If you talk to any of the people who go up against Antifa, they'll mention something about bicycle locks upside the head. I mean, so the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Antifa isn't out routinely lynching people.
Well, Emmett Till is a specific instance as opposed to routinely lynching.
People were still getting routinely lynched into the 50s.
I would have to see how many,
lynchings. And then in the 60s, I believe, is when they started bombing churches with little girls.
Let's just go ahead and agree that violence is a poor solution for problems.
And this is a significantly less violent
crime. And
if
Antifa ever steps up with me like that anywhere near my kid, I'm going to beat them down.
Yeah, but people are saying we're less civil now because, you know, rich white men are getting yelled at in restaurants, and it's like the pyramid.
That has to do with people who are on the media or politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go out and you let your voice be heard, expect people to have opinions on it. I don't think you have a right to eat in a restaurant based on your political opinion or not on your political opinion. And, you know, if somebody's rude to you in a restaurant, just don't do business in that restaurant.
Yeah, if you want to see how civil the past was, just look at the footage of when they integrated the schools and all the things that people were yelling at black children when they went into white schools for the first time. Like, it was only civil if you were anybody, you know, like the small minority of
life
the population.
Was never like Mayberry and Leave It to Beaver.
Sorry, that was kind of a tangent, but conservatives believe, one of the things I think is
liberals
they think,
believe it too.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make, is that Michael Moore believes that the 1950s were great because unions were really working.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Everybody
but I got news
nostalgia.
For you. Unions don't even exist.
Michael
they died.
Is Michael Moore a liberal or a progressive? I get confused.
I don't know what the difference is.
People have accused me as being a liberal because I happen to want to leave people alone as much as possible. But some people accuse me of being conservative because I happen to think, you know, government solutions are very often the worst solutions.
So it sounds like you're a libertarian.
Well, Matthew, there's some things about libertarianism you can't accept.
So, you know,
he thinks that every libertarian is a bordertarian or not a bordertarian. But you know,
sadly, no. I wish we were as awesome as you seem to think we are, but no. Sadly, there's many people in the LP who are in favor of closed borders.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Jackie. Really, I don't know if it pays me, but I'm sorry you feel that way. But nonetheless, I found this to be a very informative conversation. So the impression I'm getting from you, you and Daryl, is y'all both are under the impression, and I don't know if it's true, that conservatives have an idealized view of the past.
Yes. I would say that would probably be a fundamental aspect of conservatism when it's actually an ideology and not just
I would actually agree with that statement. There's a lot of evidence for it. When you looked at the right and the left of the French Parliament, which they use the term right and left for, that the monarchists sat on the right, and those were people that were clinging to the past. So I think there's some evidence that. But Matthew, it's a great call. Thanks for your time. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight, but we have been across the board. And, yeah, the number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Let's go. Well, before we do that, tell you about Anarchapulco, which we will be going to here in relatively short order. February the 14th through the 17th is the main event, but there's so much going on surrounding Anarchapulco. They're going to have big speakers there. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and some of the biggest names in the Liberty Movement. They'll be gathering for this event of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs, and Acapulco. I can't say Acapulco anymore. Now I feel like I have to say Anarchapulco. In Acapulco, Mexico, from February the 14th to the 17th. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, family, personal relationships, for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And it is. They're buying the whole hotel. They're renting the whole hotel for the period of time. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL to register and receive a discount. They've got they're discounted. You get a discount on the discount right now if you go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL. So Daryl, we'll get to your article here in just 1 second, but I'll go to Dave in New Mexico who's calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, calling back. As you directed, Mark, the other day, you told me to call back, or I guess it was like a week ago, you told me to call back the next day to finish up because you had to cut me off.
Okay, what
and
is
I
it?
Did, but then you guys didn't take my call.
I wasn't in the talking seat. Please, go ahead.
You were talking about, first of all, you've made like three different statements tonight that are uninformed and not factual. And,
okay, what are they?
My time on
them. Well,
are they?
David, you got it. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Talk about it.
I thought that's what I was doing.
Well,
you keep interrupting me. You're being a jerk. Now you'll hit the dump button because I called you a jerk.
Nope, jerk is not something you can say on the radio, and my wife calls me that all the time. Please,
Dave,
go ahead.
Less foreplay, more action.
Right. The fact that I react to something you say is not mean I'm interrupting you. We're having a conversation, and that's what Free Talk Live is. It's a conversation. If you want to direct that towards what you want to talk about, please do so right now.
Yeah, you're having an East Coast conversation, and I'm not from the East Coast, so I'm not going to be you. I'll be myself no matter how much of an a-hole you think I am.
I don't think you're an a-hole. I just want you to get to your point.
We'd have been to my point about 60 seconds ago if you guys weren't East Coast. Anyway,
I don't know either.
Now you're interrupting me again. You're going to destroy my train of thought again.
I'm not destroying your train of thought. You're saying I'm East Coast. It's a terminology I'm not familiar with. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that I just need to turn the show over to you and let you do your thing?
Mark, I'll explain it to you after his call.
All right.
Thank you. You were talking about... let me look at the note. Oh, you made a statement that you didn't... This is just one thing that you said in that conversation.
Which conversation are you referring to?
The one that you interrupted in the middle of it and told me call back the next day, and then you didn't take my call. And it was regarding...
You're going to have to recap, David. We don't do it that way.
I am. I'm just not doing it East Coast. You're talking about shared custody is one of the things. And you said you made the statement that you couldn't understand how shared custody could ever work. Like your modern... ways that you traffic children in this day and age. It's only been done for like the last three or four decades to the last 30 or 40 years of how you, Mark, traffic children through your government because you agree with it. Before that, the government left families alone. But you are an advocate of not leaving families alone. Okay?
And I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, I can't hear you because I'm talking, and I didn't yield the floor yet. So if you want to exercise your East Coast and your radio prerogative, then go ahead and be a jerk. But I wasn't done talking. And what I was saying is that you said that you didn't see how shared custody could even work, inferring I was inferring that to mean that you thought that one parent, two parents have a child and you split up, and that one parent should get full control of the child and the other parent should just be, and this is FCC legal, a goddamn visitor. And what you're talking, and I'm not hearing you because I didn't finish my statement yet. So did I hear you correctly, or am I misunderstanding what you said? I yield the floor, East Coast.
Thank you. So what I would say is that I find it complicated for a child to bounce back and forth daily between parents. The idea that they're just going to sleep daddy's house one night and mommy's house another night and these sorts of things. I think the best thing for kids is to have a family where everybody stays together. But that's not possible all the time. And, I wouldn't say that the way my family did it when they had a divorce was the best choice, but I mostly didn't want to spend time with my dad. I was 11 years old. I got a job at 12 years old. He felt a great deal of animosity surrounding that. So, you know, I wouldn't use that as a model. I'm simply saying that I find it complicated that a kid would be bounced back and forth in a dual custody situation unless the parents live very, very close. If they're on the opposite side of town or the opposite side of the county and then the kids go in school, in some cases don't even live in the same school district, I find it highly problematic. Jackie?
I have a friend who has that arrangement with his ex-wife. They actually split up, I think, when their daughter was less than a year old. He spent a lot of money on an expensive lawyer to get 50-50 custody. She does go back and forth every other night. She's 13 now. She's been doing this for 12 years, and she's just fine. Now, they do have to live very close to each other in the same school district. I didn't get into details with him, but it was sort of implied that that was part of the custody agreement, because he's talked about jobs he's had to turn down because they would take him out of range.
Sure.
So, you know, they did, yeah. You know, he's somebody who, you know, the two people who decided the most important thing here is our children or our child, a single child, not what career we want to pursue, where we want to live, somebody else we might want to marry, like, because she got remarried and they had to stay in that town and they made that their commitment. So you can do it if you make the well-being of the child the number one thing and not, you know, I'm going to move wherever I want for my career because I have a new boyfriend.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah. And so you noticed I didn't say a damn word while you were speaking because you had the floor and I'm not East Coast and I don't talk over people. And Jackie made one of my points. Thank you, Jackie. And that is that it can be done, and it's and therefore it's my opinion and apparently some other people's opinion that it's not up to the courts to make a blanket rule that applies to everybody in the world because there's some little god sitting on an elevated stand in a black robe. That's BS. Now, and the other thing that I heard you say, Mark, is I heard you say best twice. Twice you said best. So some idiot, like if Mark was the idiot judge in an idiot courtroom sitting on an idiot... Pardon? Okay.
I said five seconds.
You would subjectively decide for anybody that came before you what is
Thanks
best.
For the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. Wolfhillammo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many people who worked with or were close to former President George H.W. Bush are remembering him. James Baker, his Secretary of State and one of his closest friends, says history will be kind to Mr. Bush.
He will be remembered as our most successful one-term president, and perhaps the most successful presidents of all time. His presidency, while it was only 4 years, was extraordinarily consequential.
His son George mentioned one thing his father said to him when he became president.
I love you. You know, as corny as that sounds to some, it is the most important words you can hear in life.
Air Force One will carry Bush's body from Texas to Washington, D.C. on Monday, where it will lie in state at the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to thank Venkman, who is a platinum amplifier. And if you want to support Free Talk Live and are bringing the message of liberty and apparently letting people call in and just yell at us, please do so at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is really unique. How many shows are taking, somebody called in not too long ago. We were talking about Hannity and Limbaugh. I think Free Talk Live takes more calls in an evening than Limbaugh and Hannity do combined in a week. It's just a guess.
Probably.
But, that is a project that we've taken on to get the airwaves to you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com if you think that freedom of speech is of value.
Earlier in the show, we're talking about this opinion piece from Chelsea Handler and Glenn Handler, and I want to back up in the thing a little bit, where they say that Republicans have been championing forced birthing and state control of the nation's uteri for decades, but now the right wing appears to have officially adopted the modern witch trial as the proper antidote to noisy Democratic women. They mention Hillary Clinton and then say now that Hillary's punching bag expiration date has mostly passed, the right needs other women to demonize, destroy, diminish, and dumbify. Nancy Pelosi, our soon-to-be Speaker of the House, is once again getting ready to make legislation great again. Republicans are likely to do nothing but prepare for her witch trial. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic Socialist Congresswoman-elect who favors single-payer health care, tuition-free college, criminal justice reform, elections. What member of Congress doesn't support elections? But also living wages, campaign finance reform, paying attention to science and other progressive policies has recently become the right's favorite pinata.
I think that what they're saying there is that if the Democrats got to redraw the congressional districts, they'd be so much fairer and things would be so much different.
Got it. Never mind that socialism blended with regulated market economies already produces a higher standard of living and a higher quality of life for most Canadians, French, Germans, English, Irish, Icelanders, Danes, Finns.
When do they get a higher? When do they get? Hold on. New Hampshire has the highest median income of any state, basically, any state in the United States, and then compare it to all the G20 countries and that sort of thing. So, no, you can't say that Europe is doing it better. And if you do say that, let's point out that Europe has offloaded its military costs to the United States through NATO.
I'd also like to point out that none of those listed economies are socialist. They are capitalist economies with social welfare programs.
Right. That's why it says socialism blended with regulated markets.
Yeah, except it's not socialism. Socialism is state ownership of various industries, and I don't know. I mean, like, literally you think like public transit and healthcare, but not really. Like, they're not really socialist. Like, the capitalism is the engine that pays for the social welfare programs. And people need to understand that there's a distinction. There's the way you structure your economy, capitalist versus socialist, and then there's, okay, what do you do with the tax revenue? How much do you take out? What do you pay for it? You can have a super, super capitalist economy and then just tax it a bunch and give everybody a lot of welfare programs. You can do that without it being a socialist economy.
Let's go to the phones. We got ANCAP86 on the Discord lines. ANCAP, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This is Riley from Utah. I just wanted to talk about welfare. You guys have talked about it a few times on Free Talk Live and how debilitating welfare can be for people.
Yeah, I think this is worth pointing out because, Riley, like a lot of people say certain people with physical disabilities need welfare. And for those that have listened to the show for any period of time, they'll know that you're blind.
Right. And so for me, from my experience, I found that being on welfare, I actually have a full-time job now, and I'm making enough money that I don't really need welfare, which is really nice. However, I've found that through my own experience, there's only a certain amount of money you're going to get. And if you make more than a certain amount of money, the government's going to not allow you to have that money.
Right.
And that causes people to not want to work and benefit their lives because, oh, I'm going to lose that benefit that this government is stealing from someone else to hand to me. And to me, it's nicer to have my own resources coming in on a monthly basis that I'm getting from work and being able to provide for myself and being able to be upwardly mobile rather than stagnant in an economy that needs people who are willing to put work in.
Yeah, I mean, that's one reason that universal basic income is superior to our current welfare programs is there's no benefit cliff. Like, we have things set up right now so that if you make a little bit too much, you might lose this. And then a little bit farther along, you make a little bit too much, you might lose this. And they've tried reforming this in various ways to create fewer of these cliffs, but that requires so much fine-tuning and tinkering to keep it right over time that they still exist. And so you end up people having to go, like, I could get a raise at work, but my standard of living is going to go way down because I'm no longer going to qualify for this program that I currently qualify for. Whereas if you want people to have enough money to live off of, the simplest thing to do is just give them enough money to live off of. And then if they make more than that, great. Now they have an incentive to keep working and making more money. But tinkering with wages, tinkering with the price of labor, tinkering with the price of rent, tinkering with the price of health care, you're just screwing with the market. And if the idea is, we want people to be able to have enough money to live off of, just give them money. And don't mess with the markets.
Speaking of that benefit cliff, Fee actually has an article from a couple of years ago. I will post on the Facebooks or the Twitters and the Mastodons showing, where this drop off is. And it's, different depending on which of the different programs you're getting. But there's definitely a point to where you know, some people wind up getting just a huge drop in their overall
by making a dollar more per year.
And it's like, Mark, I mean, I made you scream in horror earlier when I said universal basic income.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not saying we should have that in addition to what we have now. I say throw out not only our welfare programs, throw out minimum wage laws, throw out overtime laws, throw out
liberals
all
and
price
you
control.
Don't have the guts for UBI. Because you give a UBI of $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 per month to your average idiot, and that person, some of them are going to use it to buy drugs. And then they're going to be hungry, and their kids are going to be starving. And you're telling me that you've got the intestinal fortitude to let children starve rather than give out a new government program that just handles the kids.
And I'm saying that if we had UBI, which would deal with most people who currently need government assistance problems, then private charities that are willing to go in and deal with the whole family situation with the drug abuse and everything else that they need would be more than enough to take care of what's left.
And as I understand, UBI, as is often proposed, the child would also get the check. It wouldn't just be the parent.
Well, what if the child's five? What are they going to do with
the
check?
The parent cashes the check on their behalf.
And then does whatever they want with the money.
But there is a check. You were... if I understand what you were saying correctly, you thought that only the parent would get money and there wouldn't be money for the children to eat. I'm saying there would be money coming in for those children as well.
And the parents are going to spend that on drugs.
And the thing is, the way you want to specifically implement UBI can definitely be tinkered with, but this is actually going back to Friedrich Hayek and Milton Friedman. Milton Friedman called it a negative income tax.
He's not Jesus.
Yeah, but this was actually, I mean, people, you know, liberals and progressives have taken this up as their cause, and even socialists, but this was originally a libertarian idea, and the idea being, if you were going to have any kind of government welfare program, just give people money.
That's because libertarians believe people should have to deal with the consequences of their actions, that you can't have good ideas without having bad ideas.
Well, it's not even
and I believe that. But, you know, no one's got the guts, as I pointed out, to let children starve because their parents are drug addicts.
The thing is right now they can just cash the welfare, sell the food stamps,
and do it.
Yeah.
They do. That's why they feed them at school. That's why we have to have the middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons to make sure that the kids aren't just having ketchup soup at home. That's the problem is that, well, stupid people have children at a higher rate than smart people do. Thanks for the call, Riley. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
I'm not going to give out the numbers because we've got some loaded phone lines, and I hope to get through them. Let's go to Jonathan calling in from Florida. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. You guys were talking about UBI, and I was wondering your opinion on
Universal Basic Income?
Yeah, and welfare, and I'm like... Like I haven't heard like the citizens dividend kind of idea where, you know, everybody is getting an income based on like an Alaskan style oil revenue or like a land tax revenue.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would pay for it if I were dictator of the world. I'm a Georgist or geolibertarian, which is sort of a modern Georgist. And so Henry George proposed that the only tax should be a tax on land value, not houses or buildings on top of it, just the value of the land. And then geolibertarians have modernized that by saying you should also tax natural resource extraction and pollution. And so what you're talking about, like the citizens' dividend that Alaskans get for the oil industry, would be very similar to how I would tax and fund a UBI if I were running things.
Yeah, it's not really means tested. It's just, you know, just by being a part of humanity, you would deserve like a percentage.
By dint of being like, born, you deserve some amount of the minerals in the land, right?
Yeah, like we all own the earth in common. Like,
we
yes. How can you legitimately argue that one person has a greater claim to the earth than the other?
The ability to defend it, somebody bought it and gave it to them. I don't know.
That's just might makes right. That's just drawing an arbitrary line in history where you're like, oh, well, the person who possessed the land at this point was the legitimate owner, but the people who had it before that were not, even if they were forced off it.
Humans are territorial like a lot of beasts are. They're small group primates, so they tend to want a group to own a particular piece of land in a given area. But, what makes a tiger able to keep another tiger out of its territory?
We're not tigers.
No, we're small group primates, as I mentioned.
Yeah, so we can come up with better systems than might makes right.
Well, your system is might makes right. You're just saying that because somebody was born, they deserve some amount of this land tax of which you've spoken. And you'll enforce that with violence if necessary.
Well, you're enforcing, when you're saying I get to carve out this little piece of land, something that belongs to everybody, and take it and use it for myself, you're using violence to do that.
Property is violence. I will agree. All you're saying is that land should be communal property, and therefore the violence should be used to benefit a community.
No, because we don't want to have communal property. You get the tragedy of the commons and all the other management
problems. You're saying that
private property works.
Yeah, you're saying that they own it, and that they should get some kind of dividend because
they're
born.
No, I'm just saying that since you already, one of the nice things about this, since you already have government keeping track of who owns what in terms
of
real estate.
Only in a few different places. Most of the world doesn't really have, property
We're
taxes.
We're talking about
land title.
Okay.
There's some government bureaucrat somewhere that says who owns each piece of property in the United States.
Yeah, and secure title is actually, there's an excellent book by the economist Fernando de Soto. It's called The Mystery of Capital, Why Capitalism Triumphs in the West and Fails Everywhere Else. And he looks at what is it in the rest of the world where they're struggling to develop. And his argument is it is the very well-developed institution of secure land titles.
Land title?
Backed up by government that makes the difference. And the United States has the most developed property rights system for land and natural resources in the world.
They certainly developed their property rights out west, didn't they? And in Alaska.
What's interesting is that even within the U.S., we still see differences in what you can own. Like western and eastern water rights are done differently.
And they need to be. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Well, I mean, it's not based on a basic income or what somebody needs is based on like a market value of what something's worth that is nature provided, not like, you know, the capital or the labor income of a person. It's based on what the value of like the earth is. It's not some arbitrary amount. It just gets spread out evenly between everybody and it's the value.
The value is, yeah. Value is subjective in how you would then tax that value, because I don't think that we
Thanks
should have
apologize.
Common ownership. We definitely should still have private ownership because it works, but then you can tax people for the privilege of privately owning and profiting from this thing that rightfully belongs to all of humanity in common.
Now, on your Georgia's land value tax, would you wind up taxing, because current property taxes are based on the value of what is on the property?
Yeah, you would not tax that. Georgia's would tax the value of the land. Now, the great thing about taxing the value of the land...
I bet it goes up when the government starts taxing
it. And the thing is, the great thing about taxing the value of the land is that is an incentive for people to develop a piece of land to its highest valued use. So you're going to see much more efficient use. You're not going to see as much suburban sprawl. You're going to see higher buildings. And so you get a lot of environmental benefits as well when people have the incentive to use each piece of land as much as possible.
Let's go to Steve calling in from South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about that angry West Coaster.
He's in New Mexico, so I don't know if that qualifies as full-on West Coast. Call him a Southwester, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, it's clear that when he went to court, his judge gave his ex-wife custody of his children and gave him visitation, and he probably showed his He probably showed his true colors in court, and was anger management problem. He probably got supervised visitation, and that's all he deserved.
Yeah, that is it's a reality, right? If you can't keep things under control, I don't know what it was like in his the court situation, but that's judges are humans too.
And the thing is the vast majority of men who actually seek custody do get at least partial custody.
As I understand it, with David, and he's been calling in for many years, he was the primary care provider for the kids prior to that, but for whatever reason, the judge just seemed to believe every cockamamie story about him. He didn't give him the best of reasons not to believe it, though.
Yeah, I mean, if he flipped out in court like he just did on the phone.
I don't know about that.
I went 20 years ago, I went to court, and I tried to get joint custody. And my son, he was only 1 year old at the time. But the judge listened to us for, going back and forth for half a day and said, well, if we can't get along for 4 hours in court, then we certainly can't share joint custody with a child. So my ex got custody, but I got a lot of visitation, and I just made the most of it,
Yeah. I think it's the best you can do. It's the time of your kid, and that's what's most important. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Right.
When my parents got divorced, I went with my dad, my brother went with my mom, and then when we were older, we chose...
So weird to me.
Yeah, we chose to switch. It was based on, you know, and I wish they kept us together now as an adult, but it was based on, I was more bonded to my dad, my brother was more bonded to my mom, but, you know, once we were like 11, 12, we got to make choices about where we wanted to live.
Let's go to Sarah, calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, talk about... welfare children. I just want to say that, you know, in Soviet Union, Russia, they actually give couples $1,000 every time they have a baby. How about that?
Well, they do that because Russia has a very below.
Soviet Union doesn't exist.
Yeah, Russia has below replacement population growth right now. So, and they don't want to bring in a lot of immigrants. They've chosen, so instead they're trying to pay people to reproduce.
It seems like a bad idea, wouldn't you think, Sarah? The idea of just giving people money for—I mean, do you really want to incentivize people to have kids that weren't going to have kids otherwise? It's somebody that's willing to have a kid. Basically be for $1,000? I mean, well, doesn't that sound like a bad idea?
No, it's a good idea. You know why? Because they're going to invade Ukraine. They're going to need men to fight in the war.
South
Korea.
Yeah, why is that a good idea? Why is going to war a good idea, Sarah?
Well, because they need to turn it communist like it was before. So they're going to have to invade South Korea. They're going to need men.
I think you and I have a different definition of good idea. But anyhow, economists have actually looked at this whole pay a bounty to have children thing, and I think they've said that the way to do it, if you're going to do it, is don't pay people to have a kid, pay people to have additional children once they already have them. If somebody's already made the lifestyle commitment to raising children, then you can incentivize those people to have more children, but for some people, you know, you don't want to pay people to just have
kids. Here's a better piece of advice. Stop being a bigot and let immigrants into your country. This is a little advice for Singapore, Russia, Japan. There's several countries that need to just get over nationality and start realizing people are people, and we shouldn't be judging them based on the plot of land they happen to be born in.
But if you want to, we kind of already do pay people here. The child tax credit is fully refundable.
Yeah, I hope Republicans stop doing that crap.
But Russia is different because they're in a proxy war right now in the Middle East. Where are they at war? But we're actually fighting the Russian troops over there. They've got a war there. They're going to war in Ukraine. They're going to invade South Korea.
Yeah, how about we just wind up ending all of the wars?
Yeah, these wars aren't for any good reason, Sarah. Thanks for the call, though. 855.
Why are you giving out the phone number?
I meant to say freetalklive.com.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.